Call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Matthew, the 14th chapter. I'll read verses 23 through 30. The Bible reads, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid.' Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Supporting scriptures, the 46th Psalms, verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And also the 121st Psalms, verse 1. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use the thing: when you need help, just call on the Lord. When you need help, just call on the Lord. If you know him and you trust in him, then you let him have his way. If you know him, then you know that he loves you more than you love yourself. Song went on to say, "Oh yes, I know him." Then that's a reassurance that I know that I know that I know that I know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Anybody know him this morning? Anybody come to lift up the name of Jesus? We are living in a very crucial time, and there's so much sickness. The death train is yet still running. We have trials and tribulations on every side, but if you know Jesus, then you know that the Lord still will make a way out of no way. He's a mighty good God this morning, and he is worthy of all of our praises. We come into this place to lift up and magnify the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I'm thankful to God this morning for this another day's journey. Thankful that God has looked beyond our faults and saw a need to bless our very souls. I'm thankful to God that he allowed us to wake up this morning on a beautiful Lord's Day. David said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And we got a lot to be glad about. There's somebody in here going through this morning, but you still got something to be glad about. Somebody's body's in pain even as I speak right now, but yet you still got a lot to be glad about. It's good to be able to feel your pain. There's somebody in pain that can't even feel the pain. You have to be able to just understand that any way that the Lord blesses us, we ought to be satisfied. I'm glad to be back in the house one more time. I'm glad to have an opportunity to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We've had two homegoing celebrations right here in this sanctuary in the last couple of days. Tomorrow, next week, it could be two or three more. And none of us know who it will be. It very well could be me. I can't preach my own funeral other than what I'm doing right now. But when I'm laid down there in the casket and getting ready to go to the gravesite, I can't say another mumbling word. But while the blood is yet running warm in my veins, hallelujah, Jesus, now that I got an opportunity that God got me up out of my bed one more time, God allowed me to come down the road and get into this household of worship one more time. And for that, I owe God all that I got this morning. I wonder, is there anybody willing to give God more than 50% this morning? We ought to have 100% praise in the house. I wonder, did anybody want to help me set the atmosphere where praise will be what we ought to do? We ought to have a mind this morning that I'm not here by my own merits. I'm not here because I've been so good. I'm not here because I am so special. But I serve a merciful, a mighty loving God. And God has allowed us another opportunity to come this morning. And we dare not rob God. We dare not take this time for granted. When you are able to have your brain cell to tell you to stand up and you can get up, you better be glad. You very well could be in a condition where your mind be telling you, I want to get up, but your body won't move. How frustrating it would be if every time this great mind that God have given us is every time we conceive a thought, it never comes to pass. What would life be like if we began to live our lives on the negative? Because too many times we focus our attention on the negative, on the problems, on the situations, on the circumstances, on what we call stumbling blocks that get in our way. But how many of you know that even though a stumbling block may be in your way, that don't mean stop. That don't mean turn around and go the other way. That means that you got to learn how to go up the rough side of the mountain. You got to learn how to improvise. If you can't get there one way, you got to know how to get there another way. Hallelujah, Jesus. God don't want us to have a mind that every time we get up against a wall, we throw our hands up and quit. If we lived like that, none of us would amount to anything. None of you would have achieved anything in life because everything is not going to go your way all the time. Every day you're not going to be full of vigor and joy. You're not going to be able to have that big old smile on your face. There's going to be some days when you want to smile, but you can't smile. Then there are going to be some days when you ought to be frowning, but you smile anyhow. Anybody know how to make the devil feel bad? Those situations where the devil thinks that you're going to be walking around with your head hung down. But instead of walking around with your head hung down, you find yourself walking, looking up to the hills, knowing where your help comes from. All I need is just a little bit of help this morning. When I think about how good God has been to us, I'm talking about Fowles Chapel, our church family. God has blessed us, and God keeps on blessing us. We got to understand that we got to love one another. And I thank God. I thank God. I love my church family because we are a family that realizes that we are not perfect. We are a family that know we got some mess over here and we got some mess over there. But through it all, we learned how to sit down and reason one with another. We've learned how to let God be our leader and our guide. We've learned that we can't have our way all the time. Even as the pastor, I can't have everything my way. Get wind in my jaws if I want to. I'm just one. The Bible says that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And one vote don't outnumber all of you. But what has to happen is we have to get more active in our actions in the church. The same way we're asking you to go out to the polls and vote when we're having things going on in the church house, when we have church conference and we have church meeting, if you're not here to open up your mouth or to give your vote, shut up. When November comes, if we don't get out to the polls and vote and the Republicans get in and things get worse than what they are right now, shut up. We're always looking for somebody to blame why we are not where we need to be. And sometimes we are not where we need to be because we pull our own self back. Soon as we get just a little closer to our goal, we pull ourselves back or we hear some negative thought and that hinders us from going on and do what the Lord would have us to do. I thank God for this little church on the corner where we consider everybody to be somebody. There's a spirit of peace in this place. This is God's house where we pray and strive to reach lost souls for the Lord. We trust God to do those things that we cannot do because we're not able to save ourselves. We're not able to save nobody. The only thing we can do is introduce you to the Lord if you don't know him. We can walk you through the motions, but you got to believe it for yourself. You hear people say all the time, if you want to be saved, all you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and got up on the third day. And the word says that thou shalt be saved. But you got to confess. You got to believe. Even if I say repeat these words after me, if you just repeat it and don't believe what you're saying, you're just saying words. Those words got to have a meaning to you in order for them to take effect on your life. We stand on that principle, many members, but yet one body in Christ. But don't forget that every part of our body is necessary. We're living in a time now when I need you, you need me, we need each other in order to survive. We like to think that I can do it all by myself, but we are living in a time now where we got to learn how to join our forces and our strengths together. Just to help us make it along the way. We got to be honest, and there have to be some times when we realize that as bad as it is right now, we've had some worse days. Don't get bent out of shape because you're going through right now. Have you never been through before? You never been through anything? You ought to talk to somebody. I thank God for the elder, but I didn't live long enough. Now I don't have to ask grandma what I'm going to go through. I done already gone through some stuff. How many of you young adults in here that thought that it was going peaches and cream when I get out on my own and I can do what I want to do? But don't you know you still can't do everything you want to do? One thing about it, you don't have the resources to do everything you want to do. By the time you get through taking care of the necessities, what you want to do doesn't dwindle down. I believe that sometimes we go through troubled times so long that we become complacent. We learn, we just get to a place where, oh, that's the way it's going to be, and I accept that. Sometimes you go to the doctor, and the doctor diagnoses you, and he say this, that, or the other. She say this, that, and the other, and you accept that. And you walk out of that doctor's office with your head hung down and your blood pressure done shot up, and you all worried up when all you have to do is say, devil is a lie. You said it, but I'm going to take it to another source. I got a second opinion that got a better opinion than what you got because he's the one that made me from the dust of the ground. He knows what's going on down on the inside of this old body of mine. He knows when my body gets weak. And every time I get weak, all I got to do is call on the Lord. See, some of us want to be blessed, but we too cute. We don't want to sweat. We don't want to cry. We don't want to get ugly for the Lord. Let me tell you something. You can be cute on your own time. When I come in here, I don't have time to be cute. When I come in here, I comb my hair before I come out to study, but you see me messing in it all the time. Now, I don't care nothing about being cute when I get up here. Only thing I want to do is let God use me so that I can tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I come to tell somebody this morning that every now and again, you're going to go through something down here. But when you go through your worst troubled times, know that the Lord is a present help. I tried to get away from that this morning. But the more I read that scripture, the more it just sort of just ministered to my heart. A present help, a present help. Some of us are looking for God after a while. Some of us call somebody and say, I need you to come and see about me. And they say, I'll be there in a little bit. Some of our little bits. Oh, hallelujah. I got some folks that tell me they'll be there in a little bit. I don't look for them for an hour, 2 hours down the road. But every now and again, I got a need, and I don't need you to come after a while. Anybody ever need God right now? Anybody believe that God is with you right now? When you're going through hell, you ought to know you got God right now. The Bible says he's a present help. He's my refuge. He's my strength. I feel a jazz in my feet. The Bible declares that we have not because we ask not. Some of you need a blessing. You waiting on me to pray. You ain't got sense enough by now to pray for yourself. Then you don't want your blessing. Not saying that I have a problem with praying for anybody. But what I'm trying to express to you, the importance of you knowing how to open up your own mouth. Being human, we are not able to be but one place at one time. But we serve a mighty God that can be everywhere at one time. Now, you can call me and say, I need you to come right now. And I might be involved and can't get away right now. So now, in the midst of you needing me to get there, what are you going to do? I do hope and pray that you don't sit there idle. It's good to have help in prayer. But isn't it a better thing to be able to start that prayer for yourself? As I go around to minister and see those that are laid on the bed of affliction, I found out in my visitation that so many of those people were already praying for themselves before I even got there. And then I even found out that some of them were laid on their back praying for me, and they were down and out. Ooh, what a God I serve. That somebody can be laid on a bed of affliction. Now I'm going in to try to do a good deed, but they are more concerned about my welfare. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like that? I never forget that young lady that told me, don't pray for me, pray with me. In other words, don't act like I don't have sense enough to pray. Some of us get handicapped when it comes to praying. Some of us with those big mouths, we whisper when we come to praying. I found out if I whisper, if I talk as loud as I can talk, if I just use what the parents call the inside voice. Any of y'all know anything about the inside voice? Sometimes I can't tell. Especially choir members. I'm preaching, so I may well preach and tell it like I'm feeling it. I got small ears, but I can hear very well. And while I'm sitting here, I don't need to hear all these conversations back here. These people back here need to be prayed. They need to be meditating, and they need to, I'm going to tell you one more time, you're on camera. So don't act any kind of way behind me. We are in the morning day. We have a webcast, and if you act any kind of way back here, somebody pull it up and they see this man preaching hard as he can preach, and look at the choir members. Don't look good. God don't like it, and I don't like it. When we come to God's house to serve, we got to do it decent and in order. And even though sometimes you don't mean no harm, and I'm not fussing, I'm just telling you what's the truth. Because sometimes if we are not made aware of something, we just continue to do them because nobody said. You might say, nobody never told me that. Well, you've been told. All of us at some point need some help to make it through our lives. What is help? Help means to assist, to rescue, to be, give useful assistance. And I wonder, has there ever been a time that you found yourself in need of help? When we look at the word of God this morning, the Bible says God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. These are words of encouragement for people that are at a time of crisis in your life. And when you get at that time when you just really don't know what to do, that is the time that you realize, I need some help. The Bible declares that, therefore, when not we fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, God is in the midst. And when God is in the midst, when we look at this word of God and we find that he is a present help in the time of trouble, we find that he's there no matter what our circumstances may be. His presence in our life makes things go a little smoother. Those times when we feel like I'm almost going to give up in despair, when we get afraid of the things that we have to face, then we need to turn to Isaiah 41:10, where the Bible declares, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And this is a reassurance of God's presence with us and giving us the strength that we need. There are times when we began to know that we need help, but the Bible says, fear thy not, for God is with you. When we look at the 121st Psalms, David says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. He realized where his help came from. He said, my help comes from the Lord. And the Lord is the one that made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee will not slumber. The God that we serve, he's never asleep. He's always wide awake. He's always alert. He's always listening. He's always waiting on us to ask him for something. He keepeth Israel. The Lord is our keeper. He is our shade upon the right hand. The Bible says the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. When the psalmist speaks of the hills, he's not talking about the hills that he has to go to get back to his home place. He's not talking about the hills that are surrounding the lakes and the rivers, but he's talking about the hills of Mount Zion. He's talking about the creator of the hills. He's talking about, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills of Zion. I'm going to lift my eyes up to the Lord thy God, because I know that God will make a way out of no way. You see, realize that I have safety when I call on the name of Jesus. I know that God will make a way out of no way. Because God is right there by our side. There are times when we are going through one thing or another. But I believe that God is always there in the midst. There comes a time in your life when God has to have a space between you and him. Every now and then we have to realize that everybody got to pray. When we look here in the gospel according to St. Matthew, when we look at our text this morning, we find that it was a time when Jesus decided it's time for me to go pray. For the Bible says straightway Jesus constrained his disciples. He said, get into the ship and go over to the other side. And he said, until I send the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there all by himself. The ship was now gone in the midst of the sea, tossed with wind, from the wind was contrary. But the Bible said in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus began to walk out on the water. Jesus began to realize it's time now for me to go out to my disciples. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that when you go into the house of the Almighty God, you got to trust God with all of your heart. You got to have faith in God that God can do anything but fail. I stopped by to tell you this morning that when the disciples saw Jesus walking out on the water, it was later in the morning, between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning. If you are out there on the dark sea and all of a sudden you seen something come walking across the water, I believe you'd be just like the disciples. For the disciples began to get troubled down in their spirit. Anybody in here ever get afraid? Anybody ever get troubled down on the inside? Well, I stop by to tell you that in your time of trouble, God will hide you in his pavilion. In your time of trouble, all you got to do is open up a listening ear. For the Bible said they thought that it was a ghost of some kind. And they began to cry out in fear. But the Lord our God told them to be of good cheer, for it is nobody but me. When you hear the voice of our Savior, you ought to know the voice of your Lord. When they heard the voice of the Lord, the Bible said that Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come out unto you. So the Lord God said, come, Peter. And Peter came up out the ship. Peter stepped out on the water, began to walk out on the water. But as he walked out on the water, he began to look at the wind. The wind got boisterous. The wind got strong. And anytime you take your eyes off Jesus, anytime you take your mind off the Lord, anytime you stray off that narrow path, the Bible said that he began to sink down. But I thank God that even though he took his eyes off, even though he got a little off track, even though he found himself afraid that he was going to die, he still had faith in God, because the Bible said that he said, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. If you are out there on the water and you are sinking down, about to lose your life, I don't believe you'll have a whispering spirit. I don't believe you'll have a hunching spirit, but you'd open up your mouth. It comes a time that you got to holler for the Lord your God. You can't sit back being cute. The Bible said the Lord loves a joyful noise. We got to learn how to make a noise for the Lord. I heard this man of God say, Lord, save me. I need the Lord to save me this morning, because I'm going through my trials and tribulations. I stop by to tell somebody that when you need help, call on the Lord. When you got trouble in your life, call on the Lord. When sickness is in your body, call on the Lord. When your ends won't meet, call on the Lord. When you don't have a friend, what a friend you have in Jesus. I stop by to tell somebody that when you need help, God is a present help in the time of trouble. When you need help, God will give you all the help you need. I remember a song we used to sing, all of my help come from the Lord. All of my joy come from the Lord. All of my peace come from the Lord. My salvation come from the Lord. Everything I got, it comes from the Lord. So when I need help, I thank God I still got God. I can call on the Lord. when nobody else is around. I can call on the Lord early in the morning. I can call on the Lord late in the midnight hour. I can call on the Lord even when I can't open up my mouth. Because when I can't say a word, I just wave my hand. And I know that the Lord, He sees me. He knows me. He knows what I'm going through. All you got to do is when you need help, is call on the Lord. And the Lord will do what needs to be done in your life. Somebody needs some help this morning. Somebody needs some help. Calling your best friend. It's good to have a friend. But there comes a time that you better call Jesus. Your friend needs God just as much as you do. It's good to have earthly friends. It's good to have guardian angels. But it's even better to have Jesus. Because when you got Jesus, you know, I heard him say a long time ago, you don't need nobody else. Well, while you're still upon the earth, you're going to need somebody. Somebody to listen to you. Every now and then, somebody just hold on to you and let you know it's going to be all right. That's what God told me to tell you this morning. That it's going to be all right. God knows we need help. But when we need help, just call on the Lord. You got to keep your faith in the midst of the storm. You see, Peter, just for a second, stopped believing that he was protected by Jesus. And when he stopped believing, immediately he began to sink. But look at Jesus. All he had to do was call on him and say, Lord, save me. And immediately God stretched forth his hand and pulled him up and put him back in the boat. That same love that God had for Peter, he has for us this morning. That problem that you have in your life, in your family, in your finances, with your job, whatever that problem may be, I come to tell you to not take human measures, but take it to Jesus. Because if you allow the Lord to fight your battle, victory is already yours. Victory is won, so said the Lord our God, simply because we are trusting Him with our lives. When you need help, call on the Lord. He is a present help in the time of trouble. And God will do just what he said that he will do. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God this morning, for I know he's a helper and a keeper. And I know that that's where all of our strength come from. There are those of us this morning that never thought that you'd be where you are right now. But because of the mercy and the grace of Jesus the Christ, God has continued to make a way out of no way. Do you trust him this morning?